Hey there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines that hold it all together. This is your mom life transformation time, and today we're talking about what to do when relatives shame you for outsourcing chores to your kids, aka how to handle getting pressured by the family. And if you need to cut the overwhelm from your work-at-home mom life without ignoring the cooking, the cleaning, or the kids, I've got just the thing for you. Get 3 hours a day every day back for yourself and your business when you work with me. No, it's not too good to be true because I've got five kids and mom life is easy for me, and I want to get you to that place too. So book yourself a free call and get started on being a super work-at-home mom the no-stress way. So you thought delegating was going to make your life easier. What you didn't realize was that it was going to make those nosy relatives harder. In other words, people don't like it that you're delegating. Or you're getting pushback on delegating once they find out just how much you don't do. This is a real thing, guys, but it is built on a layer of false beliefs. So today, let's unpack some of them. Number one, you're worried my in-laws won't like it that I'm making the kids do my work, aka the housework, because my mother-in-law told me that she always made the kids' beds for them till they turned 8, or did all the dishes and all the cleaning, right? Stop that right there. She isn't the one raising her kids. So if you're the parent in charge of the parenting, so to speak, your way goes. She can't say that the way she raised her kids is the right way to raise all kids. Get that? You are the mom, their mom. You're a different person with different needs, energy levels, values, and desires for your kids. You know what you want them to learn, how best to teach it, and what season of life you're in. You know, none better, all right? So number two scenario. It's actually my partner I'm afraid won't like it when I'm making the kids do my housework. He actually told me he didn't really like it that I wasn't the one cleaning the bathrooms anymore because I do a better job than the kids. Okay, full stop. He isn't the one teaching them how to clean or managing his energy as he's home all day or getting everyone to pull his or her own weight around the home, right? Now, you can discuss it together, of course, but he doesn't get to tell you that you should have enough energy to do all the cleaning if he's not the one doing all the cleaning, okay? So, no guilting yourself back into doing the chores you just let go of. Besides, it's good for your kids to know how to clean up after themselves. Life skills, anyone? These are just two of the false beliefs you can hold even after you get to the chore delegation part. Because nitty-gritty chore schedules and cleaning levels are one thing, but it's a whole nother mindset to stay strong in the I need more time for myself, for my business. My 9-year-old is perfectly capable of vacuuming, and any complaints about the floors are now going to him, thinking a whole nother thing. So, if this is what's tripping you up about chore delegation, let me help you with that and make sure your chores stay de delegated. Because if there's one thing you don't want, it's to taste freedom and then go right back to the scrubbing. No, we want you to support you to stay unbusy, stay freed up, and focus on that next launch or next pregnancy or next teenager entering homeschool, high school. That's the real point of all this delegation. So, if you need to cut the overwhelm from your work-at-home mom life without ignoring the cooking, the cleaning, or the kids, I've got just the thing for you. Get 3 hours a day every day back for yourself and your business when you work with me. And no, it's not too good to be true because I've got five kids and mom life is easy for me. And I want to get you to that place too. So, book yourself a free call and get started on being a super work-at-home mom the no-stress way. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day.